Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Six o'clock. It is Wednesday morning. It is Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan. And if you were listening yesterday, you heard us give away four Padres tickets at the end of our show at 8:50 and told you we have four more to give away, but we want to give them away early this morning to give you a chance to plan because they're for today's game. It's a 1:10 start to wrap up the homestand against the Milwaukee Brewers. So we said we're going to give them away in the 6 a.m. hour. I'm going to give you, let's say, another 28 minutes to let everybody know, get ready to call in and win those tickets. So Padres giveaway coming up at the bottom of the hour here with Ben and Woods. Might change your day. You might think, I'm going to work today. Maybe you're calling in, taking a day off and going and enjoying a four-pack of tickets at Gallagher Square, sitting on the lawn under the sun. Sounds pretty nice, actually, especially if the Padres could, you know, score some runs and win a game. Would be even better. By the way, if you'd like to do that and you don't win the tickets, tickets still for sale. Padres.com. Go to the website. You can get some tickets, even limited seating. Be one of the 15,000 or so in the ballpark today. Because after today, you know, on the road for another, week or so before they're gone. And, you know, you'll start missing this team before too long, even though they're struggling.
Tickets are still available to go see Denelson Lamet make his debut.
Denelson Lamet making his 2021 debut today.
I'll be there. I'll be there with the Hammer today. Me and Hammer. I'm going to be taking all of my kids to games. I took Jack, our buddy, Jack Saw. He's like my son. I took my actual son on Sunday, Bo, and now I'm taking our other son, Hammer, to the game today. Excited to see that.
All right,
kid.
Let's go through. I know I saw Bo eating some cotton candy at the game. What did Jack Saw eat at the game?
Jack Saw had a hot dog, and we both shared some We both shared some no-no nachos.
No-no nachos.
Yeah, no-no nachos. They had pickled onions on them, and they were fantastic. Ooh. And some delicious cheese, and it was just, they were incredible. And then today, whatever.
Hammer will eat the entire ballpark.
Hammer is going to break me today.
That's a problem because Hammer's stomach is kind of a bottomless pit. And ballpark food, while tasty, is not necessarily, it's not the kind of place you go for, quantity. You go for quality, but not necessarily quantity. Hammer likes quantity.
He's going to break me today, is what he. I mean, you know, Hammer's my guy. He doesn't pay for anything, right?
Give him some popcorn. Like, that's the. Fill him up early, you know, maybe get that satiated feeling going early in the game.
It's a good idea.
Yeah.
His phone is also broken, so his phone doesn't work. So he was DMing
me. Mobile ordering is going to be a problem for him.
DMing me, hey, my phone's broken. I'm like, you got to clean it up, kid. All right. So I'm going to have a long talk with Hammer today. But yeah, we'll be out there watching Lamet. You got to go to win. You know, you got to get a win. You got to end this thing on a win like you did with the Dodgers series. You got to beat this guy. Who are they facing today?
Adrian Hauser.
Who's actually, I looked at his numbers, pretty good. I mean, he's had a pretty good start to the year.
As Tingler said, another pretty good arm. The Padres are just a string of them. And then four more Dodgers. Again, same three you faced last week. Plus Julio Urias, who struck out a career high 11 in one hit in seven innings against the Mariners yesterday.
Yeah, they won 1-0.
They're moving him up so he can face the Padres on Sunday as well.
Perfect. Perfect. Look, you want to be the best, you got to beat the best. And right now, we're just not beating the best.
And we'll talk about that, because I think one of the legitimate concerns is, hey, if you want to advance in the playoffs, you have to beat ace pitchers.
Yeah,
that is
one after the other.
Clearly, something the Padres are going to have to do. So we'll talk about that coming up. I'll guess some Ben and Woods appear on the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Chevrolet, find new roads. And with that, let's get some headlines on this Wednesday morning. Today's edition of the Rindler Report.
You're listening to the Rindle Report with Paul Rindle on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
All right. All right, guys, we made it. Got an interesting story from the world of golf here.
More interesting than our Mike story from the 5 a.m. hour.
I don't know about more interesting, but certainly interesting. PGA Tour bonus program will pay players based on impact metrics rather than performance. So let me break that down for you. The PGA Tour put in place this year a $40 million bonus plan that will pay the top 10 players based on how much they, quote, move the needle.
Love it.
Rather than their actual performance on the course.
Yeah, grow the game. They're trying to grow the game.
Right, so of course, you know, the big name guys are going to be the ones that benefit from this. Tiger Woods, Ricky Fowler, you know, Mickelson, DeChambeau, guys like that.
Yeah, because they do move the needle.
The idea is to reward players who drive engagement with sponsors and fans, and it's been studied in the wake of an effort by a rival entity known as the Premier Golf League that over the past several years has attempted to lure players to a new circuit that would set up a worldwide schedule with guaranteed payments. And it's the Player Impact Program is what they're calling it.
Yeah, PIP.
The PIP.
Yeah,
and it was confirmed details to ESPN. The $40 million bonus pool will pay $8 million to the player in the number one position, and then the amount will decrease down to the 10th spot. And then there are a bunch of other metrics as far as sponsorships and really just how much buzz they generate for the sport.
Boy, that'd be nice.
Yeah, it's kind of a combination.
What in the world?
Didn't have my mic on. It's kind of a combination of like Q rating, popularity in Google searches, Nielsen brand exposure rating, like marketing statistics are going to determine who gets the bulk of this money. Now, this is not replacing prize money. Still going to have those big prize money, winner's checks. You have to play well to make a ton of money on the PGA
Tour. So you're telling
Tour.
Me they're going to be incentivized for engaging with their audience and not, I mean, I think that's brilliant. I really do, because engaging with one's audience is almost a full-time job. It really, really is. And I think that is, you talk about moving the needle. I love that. I wish they did it in our business, frankly.
Part of this, the reason for this, and it makes sense. Imagine if the NFL, you know, operated the same way, where if you lose, you get nothing.
Yeah.
So yeah. You could be one of the best players in the league, Tom Brady, you know, but if they lost, you get absolutely
nothing. Get no money.
No, that's not how it works. They sign contracts because the best players who move the needle make the most money
right.
In most sports. In golf, you only make the most money if you actually play the best. So Tiger Woods, he's not playing right now, obviously, because of the injury. But if he went out there and went on a slump for a month and missed four cuts, he'd make $0. Yet all of those tournaments would benefit heavily from his presence.
Correct.
Being there. Ratings are always up when he's there. There's more people talking about your tournament on social media, more advertisers. Everything is better. Tiger, you know, lifts all boats in the sea.
Yep.
Yet he wouldn't benefit from that at all if he didn't play well. So this is a way that guys who are actually helping the PGA Tour and their sponsors make more money benefit a little bit from that, even if they, you know, don't happen to, you know, finish top 10 in a tournament. They'll still get some of this bonus pool money at the end of the season. It'll also offset, Paulie talked about that upstart, you know, league that was trying to steal tour that was trying to steal some players. There's always been appearance fees, though. Like the European tours would pay, hey, just come up, we'll pay you $2 million to play in this tournament plus whatever prize money you win.
Yeah.
Oh, that was tempting to guys. And, you know, well, that means that's one less star that's not playing on the PGA Tour this week. PGA Tour doesn't like that. So, you know, this is a way to keep them incentivized to play on the PGA Tour. And, as you said, be better pros with your fans. More interaction. You know, the more public you are, the higher profile you have, the more money you're going to get out of this bonus pool. Seems like it makes a lot of sense to me. Kind of something that probably should have been done years ago.
Brilliant idea. Brilliant, brilliant idea. And imagine, you know, paying people and bonusing people for the way that they move the needle.
Now, ultimately, the criticism is going to be this money is going to go to the guys who need it the least.
Sure.
All of these guys are already going to be phenomenally wealthy. We're getting these bonus money. If Tiger Woods needs that $8 million bonus, probably not, but he's going to be the one who gets it if he's out there on the tour, because no one moves the needle more than Tiger Woods does.
I was just engaging with Jason, JBallGame1 on Twitter. He says, I'll buy you a sandwich for this engagement. Right. I will take a sandwich. You can pay me in
Woods
sandwiches.
Woods just got bonused on a sandwich there.
Yeah.
You laid out this morning that we can talk about.
I love sandwiches.
Skincare, men's skincare, muscle cars, yep. Guitar heroes of the 70s and 80s.
Vons.
Yogurt.
Love yogurt.
We didn't really get into any yogurt topics yet.
We can.
Plenty of time.
Can and we will.
What's the deal with plain yogurt?
What's the deal with Greek yogurt?
You guys like the fruit at the bottom?
Absolutely.
No. I like it creamy. I like creamy style yogurt where it's already mixed in.
Save him saying, I like it creamy, and save it forever.
I think it's not going to sound quite right.
I think it will. We'll let us be the judge. How about that?
Fine.
Not real quick.
Paul's over there barking stuff.
You're in the middle of a Rhino report?
Yeah, we had a Rhino report to do, but it's fine.
All right. I just had to write down 6'10".
Creamy. I love it creamy.
This is kind of sports. Ted Lasso 2.
Yes.
Season 2. It's on the way. Apple TV announced it yesterday. Season 2, July 23.
Oh, thank God.
Kindness is making a comeback. Hashtag Ted Lasso.
I love that show with every fiber. And it's so funny because we were talking about Dave in the Rhino Report yesterday. Completely different show. completely different show. I love that show as much as I love Eastbound and Down. Ted Lasso, though, it's a cold September morning, right? You have a crock pot full of chili.
Yes.
Going. You have no responsibilities. Your mother-in-law has the kids. Your wife says, I've got errands. So she leaves the house. This is what Ted Lasso is to me. And you've had 6 beers the night before. You're just slightly hungover. And you get on the couch with the warmest, coziest blanket, and you lay on the couch and you just relax. That's Ted Lasso. It's a warm blanket. It's a crock pot of chili. It's a cold morning. It's a quiet, peaceful time. If you haven't watched Ted Lasso yet, you know me. I'm not the world's biggest football fan. It doesn't even matter. It's a brilliant, beautiful show.
It's a show with a message.
Yeah.
And normally, I don't necessarily... Okay, don't hit me over the head with your message. The message is kindness is cool, basically. And it's, you'd think, okay, there's no chance I'm watching that show. Give it a shot if you haven't.
It debuted in August, and I didn't have Apple TV back then, so maybe that's how. It kind of was completely off of my radar.
Me too.
And then I saw a lot of people talking about it over the last couple of months, and I dove in, and I dove in hard. It's terrific. I absolutely loved it.
You will laugh. You will cry. You will, at one point, I jumped out of bed and gave it like a F yeah at the TV. You guys know the part I'm talking about. I was so invested in that show. Jason Sudeikis he's incredible in it. And the British humor in it is just brilliant. The music in it is brilliant. All of it together is just such a good show.
You want to hear a little teaser of
yes.
the trailer?
Oh, God, yes.
Howdy, y'all.
Ted! What do you say to a cocktail, Coach Lasso?
Oh, the same thing I'd say to Diane Sawyer if she ever asked me out on a date. Yes, please.
Live from the dog track, it's Richmond with 8 straight ties.
How many more matches before you hit the panic button?
There's 2 buttons I never like hitting. That's panic and snooze.
I don't care what our record is.
It's all about believing that everything's going to work out in the end.
exactly as it's supposed to.
And isn't the idea of never give up one of them things we always talk about in sports? And shouldn't that apply to people too?
It's a beautiful metaphor for many of life's journeys.
The team's just a little unlucky, that's all.
Maybe we should bring in a sports psychologist.
Brought you a little something-something for your first day of work here.
I don't eat sugar.
Really? I've never met someone who doesn't eat sugar. Only heard about them. They all live in this godless place called Santa Monica.
So it's that's so... Kind of
that's the plot for season two, is they're bringing in a sports psychiatrist.
It's so corny. It's so corny. It's so cheesy. But it is a warm blanket, man. It really, in such a crap year for all of us, it's such a delight. It just makes me so happy.
Is there a little bit of Ted Lasso in Jace Tingler?
Yeah.
I think so.
I think so, too.
He is a positivity sort of guy.
He is, sure. And that's fine. I mean, there's a time for it, and there's... I wonder if we'll ever see Ted snap. That's kind of what you're waiting for, him to just go, enough! Enough! Figure it out! That's kind of what you're waiting for. I don't think it'll ever happen. He's just... I can't put into words.
A lesser man would have snapped long ago.
100%.
Given the first season.
I can't put into words how great that show is.
Finally, here's your headline. Wheel of Fortune host Pat Sajak accidentally answers puzzle during the show.
What?
Yeah. I got the audio here. I'll try to paint the picture because you got to obviously look at the board. It's two words. Blank, 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 T-E. Blank, R-A-N, blank, L, blank.
Okay.
And here's how it sounded.
It's going to be tough.
Yikes. Well, I'd rather be standing here than there, frankly.
Did you hear what you said?
I did, right after I said it. I wonder how many people at home caught it. But
here and there?
He said...
one more time. It's tough to hear.
Because he realizes it as he's saying it, so he swallows it right at the end.
I'd rather be standing here than there, frankly.
Did you hear what you said?
I did, right after I said it.
I'd rather be standing here than there, quite frankly, is what he said.
I wonder how many people at home caught it, but in setting up the thing, there weren't many letters up there, and I said, I'd rather be here than there, quite frankly, which was the puzzle.
Quite frankly.
But it goes to show you that people are concentrating and not paying any attention to me, and he didn't get it, but no reason he should, just based on that. But
right.
it's funny what your mind will, what your mouth will
That's
say, what your brain
white,
says you shouldn't do that.
Still banned.
Anyway, we'll quite frankly see you next time.
Quite frankly, all right.
Quite
I wonder if a clever Wheel of Fortune producer in all those years ever said, hey, I've got a puzzle for you, phrase, I'd like to solve the puzzle.
Oh.
You got some Z's in it, very tricky,
it is a
but
clever
then...
one.
Someone just said, I'd like to solve the puzzle. I'd like to solve the puzzle.
You ever get one with no letters?
Yeah, I have.
I got one time, and I still remember what it was.
Really?
It was musical artist, shocker, and it was Willie Nelson. And I go,
a tough one.
I looked at it, and I go,
Six letters.
I go, Willie Nelson. And they're like, can I get an N? And then bam, bam. I was like, oh, come on, no way. Yeah! This is one of the better feelings I've ever had.
That's awesome.
That's it. The Rinder Report. Great job, Paulie.
Thank you, Paulie. A reminder, we are about 10 minutes away. Going to give away a 4-pack of Padres tickets out of Gallagher Square for today's series and homestand finale against the Milwaukee Brewers. So stay tuned for your cue to call in. Hopefully the phones are indeed working. 833-288-0973. Your chance to win is coming up. And we will hear how Jesse Agler used yesterday's incorporator word that Woodsy gave him. With Bob Scanlon on the other microphone, Wine Bibber. How did Jesse work Wine Bibber into...
I'll say this. He texted me, and then I saw that he tweeted it publicly, so I'll just say it here. He didn't use it the way he was planning on it, but an opportunity presented itself.
Ooh. I'm all in.
Crime of opportunity for Jesse Agler last night. So that is coming up next. It's Ben and Woods right now. Let's check traffic on 97.3 The Fan.